Across the country, the coronavirus is infecting people of color at higher rates than the rest of the population. The same is true in Maine. Black and African American people, as we have heard, make up less than 2% of the population in the state, but they account for more than 20% of all COVID-19 cases. That fact is hitting the immigrant community in Lewiston especially hard. And as Patty White reports, some local leaders say the state needs to do more to support those who are sick and to prevent further spread of the disease.
Lewiston is the second largest city in the state, and the county it's in, Androscoggin, has the second highest percentage of Blacks and African Americans at more than 5%. Most are part of the immigrant community and live in dense housing in downtown Lewiston. Some of the housing is just steps out the door from the office of the new Mainers Public Health Initiative, where Abdul Karim Saeed is the founder and executive director.
You see, all this is almost, I think 95% is the new Mainers. And this one and this one too.
If we cross the street.
Saeed is joined by Abdi Kadir Nageye. They're both members of a local emergency response task force for COVID-19 and new Mainers.
Those dark gray buildings.
Nageye points to several four-story structures a block away. These also contain apartments that are home to many new Mainers. And he says a prime setting for the coronavirus to spread.
That's where a lot of big families live. It's very congested. They all use same rails, same stairs. It's only one door that they all use.
Advocates say if you combine this dense housing with the fact that many in the community work in essential jobs, such as cashiers in healthcare and manufacturing, it's not a surprise that cases of COVID-19 have taken off here. The interim CEO of the B Street Clinic in Lewiston, Colleen Elias, says the health center started offering walk-in testing about a month ago after local hospitals alerted them to an uptick in cases in the new Manor community. Of the 90 people tested by the end of last week, nearly a third were positive. And the vast majority of those who tested positive, 96%, says Elias, were new Mainers.
That is alarming, and I do know that those rates would be much higher if we had more people showing up to be tested.
But many are reluctant to test, she says, and that's not unique to the new Mainer community.
Regardless of the race or religion or background or any other factor, there seems to really be fear around what happens if I'm told I need to quarantine.
Because quarantining isn't really an option, says Abdi Kadir Nageye. He explains that new Mainer families are often large and there isn't enough space in apartments to isolate individual members. The State Department of Health and Human Services says it has a contract with the space in Lewiston where people can go to quarantine. But Nageye says he's unaware of anyone being offered that choice. And even if they were, other problems can arise.
For example, if the mom is positive and you tell them to leave or isolate yourself from the other children, and you don't have any plan for those children, who's going to take care of them and who's going to cook for them. So that's why the numbers are so high. That's why people cannot, they don't have resources available. So they have no choice but have that interaction, whoever is positive or not.
Abdul Karim Saeed says there are also trust and language communication issues for members of the immigrant community with contact tracers, the people who follow the chain of transmission for infections.
When contact tracing call a person to ask him his close contact, they don't tell exactly the close contact because of fear. One of a person who infected that told me that, why they asking me the person that I contact with them? Because if I mention their name, maybe those people are working. So they will be telling them to sit down from their work and that they will lose their income.
To tamp down cases of coronavirus in their community, Saeed and Nageye say they need more collaboration from the State Center for Disease Control. They say members of the new Mainer community, who understand the language and the culture, are ready and willing to be trained as contact tracers. They'd also like to establish door-to-door mobile testing to identify more cases. That's an option that CDC Director Dr. Nirav Shah says his agency is exploring. In his press briefing Wednesday, Shah said that infection rates among racial and ethnic minorities are unacceptable and are one of the top priorities for his agency.
We've made some progress, but I will be the first to acknowledge we're not there yet. We've got a lot more ahead of us.
Aaron Gay, the executive director of Healthy Androscoggin, says the CDC is working with a public health system that's been weakened in recent years. Unlike Portland and Bangor, Lewiston doesn't have a public health department.
What we've lost is time. We're still building some of the systems that I wish we had had a couple of months back. We really need to figure this out quickly, and that's no easy task.
Another member of the New Mainers Emergency Response Task Force for COVID-19, Rashid Shankel, says the virus has been described as the great equalizer because everyone is at risk. But he says it's clear that the risk for people of color is higher and acknowledges that that's a challenge for the public health system.
You know, I'm not blaming CDC because we are caring for a new people with a new culture, with a new disease that we have. We have two things new, so it's very difficult for them.
But he says he hopes that the state and the community can forge a strong partnership to find a solution. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.